Blog Talk Radio.
I turn a half into a whole thing. In the kitchen doing my own thing. 36 chambers call me Wu-Tang. The feds watching like I'm 2 Chainz. I'm trying to whip a rollie, whip a rollie. Yeah, I'm trying to whip a rollie, whip a rollie. And I don't need a bezel on the real niggas, keep it low. Catch you frontin' in the club, I shoot it up like Sean Poe.
I see them actin' like they ballin'. When it's time to re-up, it's me they callin'. I tell them get that paper right, I'm on it, ayy. I give it to them raw, I ain't steppin' on it. Fresh out the boat! El Chapo, I'm the pusher man. Pull up, pull it out, I make a nigga do the running man. I'm the man, Mr. Run the whole city man. Fuckin' with my paper, Dipset, killer cam. Ayy, I'm just tryna get my money. Presidential rollie, put it on me. 50K large, keep it on me. That 44 mag, I got it on me.
I turn a half into a whole thing. In the kitchen doing my own thing. 36 chambers call me Wu-Tang. The feds watching like I'm 2 Chainz. I'm trying to whip a rollie, whip a rollie. Yeah, I'm trying to whip a rollie, whip a rollie. And I don't need a bezel on the real niggas, keep it low. Catch you frontin' in the club, I shoot it up like Sean Poe.
Only real niggas that I fuck with. Only bad bitches that I fuck with. If you all about that paper, yeah, I'm fuckin' with ya. Pussy smelling good, then I'm fuckin' with ya. Money make a bitch do whatever if you got it. Don't try to make it rain if you know that you ain't got it. Niggas going broke, trying to push up on a bad hoe. She gon' bust a trap, plugging up the whole cash flow. Ayy, I'm just trying to get my money. Presidential rollie, put it on me. 50K large, keep it on me. That 44 mag, I got it on me.
I turn a half into a whole thing. In the kitchen doing my own thing. 36 chambers call me Wu-Tang. The feds watching like I'm 2 Chainz. I'm trying to whip a rollie, whip a rollie. Yeah, I'm trying to whip a rollie, whip a rollie. And I don't need a bezel on the real niggas, keep it low. Catch you frontin' in the club, I shoot it up like Sean Poe.
I'm trying to whip a rollie, whip a rollie. Love that song. We got a shout out to Sean King. Definitely, you left me with a bunch of bangers to play all day, all over the show. New episode of Philly Shine Radio. You already had some fun. Got a welcome back from the archives. Like, no, not really the archives, but my girl Stormy, Miss Exclusive, back on the radio show. Definitely miss my baby. We had some fun today. Talk a little shit about, being single and safe sex, okay? Really important. Safe sex, really important. Plus, I got a couple special callers calling in, as well as my special guest, Philadelphia Gates, coming through. Can't wait to do our trek together, youngin. But as I was saying in the beginning, I'm very excited about having my baby back, Stormy.
Yes, I'm excited to be back with my honest. I swear it's been forever. Oh, it seems like it's been forever.
It has been so many evers. I don't even know what to say about it. Like, it's like, hold up.
But we back. My boo.
Yeah. You already know. Ain't really going nowhere. I know you've been doing your thing. Shout out to the Exclusive Models.
Yeah. Definitely. Working hard with the calendar. I had to take some time to do that Ooh, so much, but the calendar got finished. We had our release parties and been doing very well with it. So we're very happy with everything.
Dope, that's dope. I love it. But everybody who's been listening in, I also will play my joint Savage, but of course we had to start off with a rolling. So I just wanted to talk a little shit in the beginning of the show, have some fun, as well as show off the banging new tracks that I get all the time. Matter of fact, I think that's Sean in the switchboard and Stormy. You weren't on when I had Sean King on Philly Shine Radio. So when we do a part two, you got to get to know him and his music. Hella dope artist. Welcome back to the Philly Shine Radio. Sean King, what's good?
So glad.
Working hard. I see you you on the stage tomorrow. I got to come out to Aston. Come check you out.
You already know. You missed the last joint.
Yeah, I ain't going to miss nothing else. I ain't going to miss nothing else. Definitely not going to miss nothing else.
Got Boone in the building. Boone going to be in the building.
That's what's up. And Audrey, that's my young buck. She could sing her ass off.
Yeah, that's family right there.
Oh, that's family? Oh, okay, that's what's up.
That's my little cousin right there.
Yeah, I fuck with her. That's my Instagram buddy, too. I'm all right. That's what's up.
I tell everybody
you're supporting your city.
Gotta holler at me if y'all need them hits, you know what I mean? I'm making them hits for everybody. Like, I got to holler at me. I mean, they want the real hits, you know what I mean?
No, that's right. Definitely got them hits. We love it, Savage. I'm actually going to take that drone with me to New York on Monday. I go up to play. I think it's called Play up in Queens, so... I'm going to show you some love. Hopefully, maybe you could come with me.
Wait,
if I come out Friday,
on?
You come out Monday. I'll send you the flyers to event up in Queens or whatever. My boy, DJ 1212, showing off. But for me, you got to say hi to Sean. What?
Hi, Sean.
Yo. Who this?
That's my co-host, Stormy.
Uh-huh. You didn't call in last time I was there. She missed us.
Yes, you missed
us. Yeah, well, I'm excited to check you out now. So,
as a matter of fact, I might as well go in and let her know who you are. And I'm going to tag you guys so you can follow each other. Got to show love to my baby, CEO Exclusive Models.
Yeah,
that's
and I
did
like the love back.
Yeah, I gotta show love to your beauty, baby. I'm actually gonna come to Atlanta next month, and I want to do a photo shoot with you. Like, we gotta show up the big butt.
Oh, when are you coming? When are you coming? Because you know I'm leaving for Vegas next month.
Okay. You want to come too? Sure, yeah. You better come too. Well, I'm gonna set it up. I think it's like the 23rd. I look at the calendar.
Yeah, I'll be back. I'm flying back into Atlanta on the 23rd. So,
okay.
I might actually, I don't know, but I might have to get back out like 2 days later to the West Coast to LA. But I'm trying to work it all out.
Dope. Well, definitely. Like I said, I gotta get some pictures in with my baby, like some professional joints. I got a photo shoot this weekend. I'm doing just gotta show off and just lead the promotion, and I have so much music. We're so ready for the summer. Definitely one of the bangers. I gotta show love to Sean King and play that Savage. Shout out to everybody listening and showing love for real. It's gonna be a fun summer.
Whoa.
I'ma bust it down like a savage. 36 O's like a savage. I'm in the kitchen with the cooker. Make it disappear like it's magic. Well. Make it disappear like it's magic. Blowing money fast, free big meat. I lay the China white down on any street. No, nigga, got the word. Cook it to the old before I took the perk. Holla at me if you got the ticket. If you ain't got no money, I ain't fucking with it. I'm a hot boy, a hot boy.
me and she gon' get it. I'm on a whole nother level. DBS diamonds on the bezel. 150 cash in the whole watch. My whole team heavy metal. I'ma bust it down like a savage. 36 O's like a savage. I'm in the kitchen with the cooker. Make it disappear like it's magic. Well, well, well. Niggas know they ain't fucking with me. I drop 100, drop 150, just to have another 100 niggas going with me. They know I get it, know I get it. Anybody want a problem, then you know I'm with it. From the east to the west side, I heard them say the east was the best side. I'm on a whole nother level. DBS diamonds on the bezel. 150 cash in the whole watch. My whole team heavy metal. I'ma bust it down like a savage. 36 O's like a savage. I'm in the kitchen with the cooker. Make it disappear like it's magic. Well, 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 well. Well, 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 well. Well, 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 well. Make it disappear like it's magic. Well, 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 well. Well, 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 well. Well, 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 well. Make it disappear like it's magic. I'ma bust it down like a savage. 36 O's like a savage. I'm in the kitchen with the cooker. Make it disappear like it's magic. Well, 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 well. Well, 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 well. Well, 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 well. Make it disappear like it's magic.
Definitely rolling.
Okay,
okay. I'm saying. I'm doing that right now. That's my shit. That's my shit. I got that joint on repeat, so tomorrow when you perform and I'm definitely right there. I got to get on stage to be hype, man.
It's the hottest joint out right there. I mean, hands down.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Looking forward to everything that you got coming up for this summer. I see you say you was in AC the other day. Looking forward to the announcements when it comes to that. But now that I got you on the line, normally, let's see, like I had you on for my last late night show, but, you know, normally we like to have, you know, topics to, you know, find out how, little things on people's mind, whatever. But tonight we're talking about being single and having safe sex, you know, because a lot of times people, you know, they come out of long relationships. Maybe you're not, you know, having the safest sex or whatever. But I wanted to know, like, what is your opinion on, you know what I mean, having safe sex or, you know, having sex? Are you single, Sean? Everybody want to know, for real, for real. You single?
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
So what do you think about, you know, nowadays how everybody trying to raw dog? Are you one of those guys trying to raw dog?
No, we can't work with the raw dog. That's too busy right there, man. I got too much going on. A lot of people depending on me. You know what I mean? I got to be here, man.
He said they plotting on him.
Story we only knew.
The raw dog is crazy, man. You know what I mean, the funny part is women that want to do it more than men.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
You know what? I'm gonna be honest. Girl, what you gonna say?
I said the minute I pull a condom out, I start a fight.
Look, I don't care. I don't care if the dick got six condoms on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, as long as you hard, we can have some fun. But
oh.
I probably would have had way more sex if it wasn't for certain ignorant minds of these guys. And that's what I'm just going to say, because, like, even this one guy, like, we went all the way to Atlantic City. This is our first date and shit. We in the casino. We chilling. We smoking. We drinking. When we get back to the room, I pull a condom out. He like, oh, I don't like condoms. I'll pull out. I was like, nigga, hold up. I don't like condoms.
So
I'll pull out.
So
he got to go.
What'd you say, Sean?
You're real.
I said he would have to go.
No, I told that nigga he had to figure it out. No, yeah, I told me he had to figure it out. Even with that situation, I'm like, you're not even going to get her, I swear to God. He was trying to convince me. He was like, well, if you bend over and I eat it from the back, I'm like, nope, it ain't never that deep. If I got to excite you that much so you can stay hard and keep a condom on, we don't need to have sex because it's going to be whack. No, thank you. I don't even trust that shit. Like, and then like I have so many stories.
But here's the
like
question,
that
though.
It's crazy.
Here's the question though. Now, you say you want to make sure the first time you had sex with somebody, y'all had a condom on and stuff like that. So what happens the next time? Do you forget about the condom or do you keep going?
No, he didn't get it next time. It was like there was no next time. We didn't even get to do nothing. Yeah, like, even, you know, no, like, no thanks. Like, you know what I mean? Like, no. Like, because it's like you have to build into that, I guess. You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm not a fan of just getting to know a person and instantly not using protection when you're having sex. Like, that's ridiculous. Like, I need to see a little rapid AIDS of a test, you know what I mean, a rapid response. I need the paperwork. We need to be in a relationship or something, you know what I mean? I don't think I got time for that. It ain't, sex is not that important.
What you're saying is you got paperwork on hand.
Of course.
Lord,
this joint get the clean, got the clean report.
We just making sure you keep it a bit.
No, yeah, like even last year, like I know it was when I got my AIDS, my HIV test. It was around
that
the same time when. No, in November, I do it every 6 months. I'm coming up again. We're about to do it again this month, actually, but. When I got it, because I get it every 6 months, November, May,
what's
like clockwork.
What's the doctor name?
I'm done. You don't even know my doctor's name. I got the shit. I still got the card. But, like, I posted it on Instagram at the same time as Charlie Sheen was saying he had HIV or whatever, AIDS or whatever.
Right.
So it was crazy. It was funny how certain people and it was like negative. They like, oh, what you trying to show off? Like, no, I don't have nothing to hide. Like, what the fuck? Like, everybody should, you know what I mean, be getting tested and, you know what I mean, have that
transparency. Yeah, everyone should know their status, definitely, and get randomly tested. I mean, I would, you doing it every 6 months is definitely great. You know, I mean,
yeah.
I don't sleep around at all. But
I mean,
never know
I
the other person that, you know, I had been with or has been.
I don't sleep around either.
I don't sleep around either.
But ever since I saw this movie Kids when I was young, I always
I saw that same movie.
Are you serious?
That
shit was sad.
Yes.
She was
when
like,
he was fucking all the virgins. And
that was fucked up. That was
yes,
the
yes,
last
I've
ever
seen
movie.
That same movie, and it traumatized me for life. I would never.
What'd you say, Sean?
You don't got to sleep around with multiple people to attract a disease.
Yeah,
like
disease.
That.
Yeah.
Well,
you're
that's why I said even if you're sleeping with one person, you never know what the other person's doing. So it's still, you know, you need to get tested.
Yeah. So yeah, I still get tested. I don't care. I don't care if I have a dry spell.
So if you were in a relationship with someone, say y'all been in a relationship for 2 years or whatever, do y'all constantly keep getting tested, or was the first one good enough?
No, you keep getting tested.
No, you keep getting tested because, like I said, you never trust somebody's mouth. You never know what somebody's doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of these married couples out here, yes, and these husbands and some wives have brought stuff home. You never know what they're doing, regardless of how long you with someone.
Shout out to everybody checking in on the phone lines. I see you guys. I'm definitely getting ready to go in. Yeah, I'm only bringing up the topic because I really don't like how when it comes to the summer and I always hear about these bitches burning. You know what I'm saying? I hear about these niggas burning each other. These bitches. This summer, I don't want to hear any stories. It's 2016. Think smarter and safe sex is the issue. Like, come on. Like, that's all. I really don't want to hear it. I'm not trying to fuck around with none of you guys on that level. I'm single. I'm going to have some fun. I'm not saying I'm trying to fuck. No.
Oh, whoa.
I'm not trying to say that. I'm just saying.
You can't have no fun without doing that. What else you
going to do? No, I mean, of course I'm going to have sex, but. Yeah, I'm going to get on a roller coaster. I like roller coasters, but I'm going to take your ass on a roller coaster.
Wow.
But, definitely appreciate you checking in. And, of course, you better have some fun this summer with that music and everything. Always, 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 girl, have me on. I know that's right. Shout out to Sean King. Shout out to everybody, like I said, checking in on the show today. I got my girl Stormy in the building with me. So everybody get familiar with my girl. I heard you're bringing me some new music too, baby.
Yes, I got some new music coming very soon. I got an artist working on some right now, and he promised me, well, the manager promised me the exclusive drop. So when it does, I promise you I'm bringing it to you, and then the Music Crush Mondays, I'm bringing it to both y'all. But I'm definitely bringing it.
Dope, dope, dope. Yeah, and I got some new music from my boy Nino Man featuring Jadakiss. Definitely working hard. And shout out to not only Sean King for joining the show, but as I said, he has a performance that's going to happen tomorrow night. So we'll definitely be in the building for that. I'm going to send out all the information to everybody. But my special guest is called in. And shout out to anybody. If you want to join in the topic or whatever, definitely press the 1. I will open up your mic and, you know, we get a chance to show off my boy Philadelphia in the building.
What's up with y'all, man? How y'all doing?
Chilling.
Chilling.
We're going to talk to you for a minute. And Stormy, he sent me this track I got to jump on. I was like, yo, we're going to fuck this joint up. There we go.
You know what I'm saying? As soon as I heard that joint, I thought about Honest, you know what I'm saying? A new Beyonce, you know, a weekend joint.
Let's do it. But chill with me. I'm going to keep your mic open. I'm going to take a couple more callers. 267-905. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yo, I'm not even going to say my official name. I'm going to say Night Star because I got a lot of shit to say, boy. A lot of shit to say.
Okay.
A lot of shit to say. Yeah, this
what do
nice
you
want to
say? Nice dog.
Uh-huh. You put two and two together, but I'm going to go. Which topic you want to start off first? The single topic or the same-sex topic?
Go ahead. You start off with the single topic.
All right. Okay. Oh, the single. All right. I'm single. Wow. I'm focused on me. I can do
thing.
Bad by myself. Whatever I want, don't be on the same page as me or, you know, two different avenues. So, hey, focus on me. Build me up. And then, you know, when that time comes, it comes, but I'm not pressed on being. I'm not one of them needy attention, need to be around you 24/7. I like more so like a partnership or like a homie lover friend. I don't need a chick up under me all the time. So I get some yams here and there, but I'm focused on that bread. I'd rather work, get this money. She's like, I'm not really, I love women all over the place. Yams ain't going nowhere.
Right.
But let's get back on the safe sex, though, because this shit is funny.
Yeah, let's get to the safe sex, because
I want y'all to hear me out.
Yes.
I want all y'all to hear me out, because I'm about to really dig deep in y'all heads. We live in a damn if you do, damn if you don't society. Okay. Where everybody, America agenda is based off putting fear in people's heart. Religion is made for a program to control law and order. When they say AIDS, government made, cancer, government made, they want you to get a test. Why? Well, the lottery is this. Doctors, them people that at them places, they are told to say these many people have it. You don't even have shit. But they give you the medicine so you can get it. Back in the day, Bayer aspirin, B-A-Y-E-R, they banned it from America and put it to Europe. It was AIDS in that. Yes, HIV and the aspirin. They banned it from America. America didn't get sued. They put it in Europe. That's why everybody over there can get fucked up. Africa, all over in that continent.
Damn, you definitely went deep.
Yeah, he went all the way
over my head.
Yes, I told you I'm on the same sheet.
You over my head. But you know what? But you can't. But on some real shit, all these diseases are man-made. Can't nobody tell me that they're not. You know what I'm saying?
True.
So for you to go there, it's beyond our control. You know what I mean? So even speaking on it is like, what can we really do to change that? You know what I mean?
We can't. Is our honesty.
Okay.
Exactly.
Let me
it's like
myself.
It's, you have to speak on, you know, awareness. What do you do, and how do you, you know what I mean, not only teach youth, or what would you do as a leader, you know what I mean?
Okay,
just throw out that good advice.
Let's speak about my experiences. I just had to throw that out there. Me?
Right.
All right. There's a lot of times throughout my history in life, because let me tell you something. If you fucking with a shorty for a while, or you feeling like y'all going to smash, bro, I mean, it happens. It's chemistry.
Yeah, exactly. After some time. But...
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Sex important in the beginning. You know, once you get to know a person.
Of course, if you meet Halle Berry or Rosie Perez, you won't bust all in it because they bad.
Rosie Perez.
Oh, he's speaking in sex.
I said his name right.
Hey, you definitely showing
Damn, squad. Damn, that was crazy.
Okay, but I'm a contestant. Of course,
yeah, go ahead, bro,
attraction.
Wait a minute, go ahead. The
attraction, you know, it leads to that. Like, you like, yo, I'm fucking this shit. This bad as shit.
Well, I mean,
it ain't wise to do it. It's a lot of chicks that I regret. Like, damn, I should never did this shit with this chick. You know, I got kids overseas. I'm glad they... Moms in the military and all that, but I'm just saying, it's like, damn, what was I doing? These bitches crazy.
Even with you saying it, like you said, sometimes I'm not saying I've always been perfect, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying, certain things you can't repeat, you know what I mean? You don't repeat them, that's stupid. They're taking too many risks, you know what I mean? It's not worth
it.
Yeah,
you don't do it, hey, just go off like I'm fucking everybody busting on
the
but it'd be that one of them certain motherfuckers.
Stormy,
it'd be like, yo.
I think I told you about this guy. He was so sweet and so cute. He used to take me to work. He used to take me to drop me off to do the radio show. He would pick me up. You know what I'm saying? We would chill. We would smoke. We had so much fun together. So one day I just was like, yeah, you can come over to my house. Fine as shit. This nigga named Lucky. Fine as shit. We chilling, whatever, making out. You know what I'm saying? We get all the way naked. And you know how you wait for the guy to go reach for the condom and be like, all right, he about to do it now. Wait a minute. He about to do it now. And it just didn't happen. And I'm like, whoa, wait, what's going on? And then it's always always a quick, ignorant response. He's like, well, let me just put it in your butt. Oh, man, I'm about to fuck you up. Like,
up,
about to,
you have you a even, sexual thing with you, honest. Like, you look, you have a very seductive thing. So a lot of men going to look at you like Holly Berry or Nia Long or one of them bad strippers from Players Club. You do.
Don't blow my head up because that's still
I don't like
when women act like that. If you know everybody trying to bust your ass, don't act like you don't know it. Everybody want to bust your ass. Honestly, what the fuck?
No, I don't act like that. No, hold up, wait. Listen, whoa, pause. You see my pictures. Don't even act like I don't know that my ass is beautiful and big and I got these big old eyes. And I come on, Stormy. Stormy know what it is. But
you
it's like,
no
at the end of the day, you're still going to respect me. But you're still, going to respect me. It don't matter. You know what I mean? I know a lot of guys desire me.
You got to respect the animal instinct.
Yeah,
too,
no. I need to respect the human brain. Fuck the animal instincts. Where's your
human brain? Let me ask y'all guys this. You got a Rolls Royce car, and then you got a Honda. You got a Honda, and you got a Rolls Royce, okay?
Right.
Is you going to want to protect that Rolls Royce, and you going to want to make sure that that thing's safe, that thing's clean, it's shiny, it stay good, it stay pretty, because that car worth a lot more. It's valuable, right?
Right.
So why these men want to cheat and bring home that shit to their wives and their girls?
Oh, man,
I can't wait till you get to me. You down South Storm, you in New Orleans, you sound Southern as shit.
I am Southern as shit.
I am.
Yo,
wait, Stormy, tell me your Instagram, and then you get to know my girl.
Stormy_XCLUSIVE. What?
Hold on.
How does that better engines? They last longer. You're only paying for a name for the Rolls Royce in fashion. But keep going.
Storm, I love everybody. Shout out to everybody.
Hey, Storm, I'm already following Storm.
Shout out to everybody who's tuning in. You know what I mean? Definitely plus one. I join you on the conversation. We're talking about being single and safe sex. You know what I'm saying? It's real out here. And
Storm, my light bright.
Most people. Sort of a snow bunny.
Yeah, oh damn, snow bunny.
Oh, what's the gram?
Stormy needs to be called Kilo.
Where you live at, Stormy? Say your gram again.
Why y'all following Stormy? I'm about to play some music because y'all funny. Y'all funny.
We don't hit on music. But, We talking.
This is not your show, sir. Whoa. We don't get to everything.
You ain't catch on to what I was yet?
What?
Nothing. You didn't catch on. I'm going to let you be great. I love it like this.
What?
You ain't catch on who I was. It's cool.
Yes, I did catch on to who you were.
Where's Stormy Graham? What's her Graham?
Storm_MZEX_exclusive, whatever.
Yeah.
Stormy. If you couldn't Stormy, or if you go to my page, you guys will
find
her.
Oh, there
you
go. I see. Light bright like a motherfucker. Hold up.
Ain't
Well, goddamn.
You know niggas won't bust the net all the time, right?
Oh, well, goddamn. I'm going to play some music.
I give a Stormy.
Well, now that y'all follow with Stormy and y'all showing my girl love, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go in and check in on some
Alabama, Atlanta, Tennessee. God damn, you all over the place.
We don't send you some music.
What
are
we doing, honest? What we doing, honest?
Wait. What you say?
Huh?
Wait. No, I'm about to get him. We gonna play a little quick music break. I'm about to take him over onto the side, because that's what I do on Philly Shine Radio. I will take you to the side, talk to you off here. I will call you up. Don't hang up. Like, I don't got your number. Let's get
to
that official.
You don't not talk to me, woman.
Yeah,
I'm in
right.
love with Stormy.
Yo, you go one bus of that too, Aisha. I know you do.
Yo, what the
yes.
fuck is going on? Yo, it got real serious.
Yeah. See, this is what the motherfucking streets want. They want that real shit, nigga. They want that cook up, nigga. Yeah, yeah. Set up the point, straight to the street. Straight to the money, I'm set on the scene. Ducking enough, been serving the scene. Get to the paper, I need it. Yeah, no, I got with the streets one. Hauling money, I need me some. Run the header over like a speed bump. Poverty, that's where we from. 2016 on the toy. I got a brick of that boy. Hollywood City, Detroit. I'm on some shit. Come with the shit. I think I'm up on the list. Pop full up right with your bitch. I got some ice on my wrist. I got the stick on my hip. Colorful clips to the tip. Murder again. But I'm determined to win. Yeah, I'm determined to win. I gotta show them again. We rolling again. I gotta show them again. Show them we twerving again. I got a flick of the wrist. Whipping out whip. Whip up a brick. Give me $1,000 grand with the pasta and pants and I serve them again. Dude. Foreign cars, that's boom. Bad bitches, that's boom. Rolexes, APs, shoe blows, Jubilees, gold chains, pinky rings, vintage shirt, ball mains, boom. Serving them, boom. I'm counting this money, it came from the boom. Rolexes, APs, shoe blows, Jubilees, gold chains, pinky rings, vintage shirt, ball mains, boom. Yeah, and we came from nothing, my nigga, cause we was on go. Yeah. Trapping the sack of this money that came from the dope. I know some niggas that got it. I know some niggas that's capping. I got that work. I got that shit that be popping. I got that crack water combat. I got that jump out the combat. I leave a bitch with the monkey back. 23 bricks in a duffel bag. 100 grand, 10 rubber bands. I got that lean, I'm the waterman. I get that dope from Afghanistan. I got the pluggers on speed dial. I fight in the case, I'm in pretrial. I ride Javinci and Balmain. Designer sneakers, I got all names. Stash work when the law came. Broke bags and it all came. Jimmy Choo's, no shoestrings. Arm hanging out the moose tank. Dipping in and out of two lanes. Bad bitch got me two drinks. Foreign cars, that's boom. Bad bitches, that's boom. Rolexes, APs, shoe blowers, Jubilees, gold chains, pinky rings, vintage shirt, ball mains, boom. Serving them, boom. I'm counting this money, it came from the boom. Rolexes, APs, shoe blowers, Jubilees, gold chains, pinky rings, vintage shirt, ball mains, boom. Shit.
Speaking of that kilo, had to go in and play that dope, you know what I mean?
That
boy was
high as shit.
I'm like,
yeah,
that's
hot.
I know, my boy definitely doing his thing. Shout out to Uptown in the building, everybody showing love, you know what I mean? We talking about, you know, being single, safe sex, you know
I
what I'm saying?
It.
Different things. My boy Mill, Philadelphia.
Yeah.
In the building. I like that flyer your boy made. That shit nice.
You know, we moving. We about to be, yo, everything about to be lit this year. I mean, we just getting organized, you know what I'm saying? Me gang in the building.
Shout out to Vinny
everything
Showboat.
Is about me gang. Shout out Vinny Showboat. Follow at Vinny Showboat on Twitter and at Vinny at Philadelphia215 on Twitter and Instagram. Yeah.
Are you single?
Have to be. Music is my bitch. Always back when I was 16 years old. Everything
Uh-oh.
I do to the back of the bus for music. I always took music more serious than women. You know what I mean? I never knew it, but now I know, like, oh, man, I gotta go to the studio. I'm sorry. You mad about the groovy video girls and the groupies? Oh, well, you can't be my girl no more. And, like, all of that shit, it always interfered with my relationship, and I didn't know why, because I had more passion for that than I had for a relationship. You know what I mean? So now it's all friends with benefits from here on in, baby.
What?
Friends with benefits, safe sex from here on in, baby. Yeah, nobody can get this baby but a mulatto. I need a mulatto baby. I'm sorry. Just because I had all the hard stuff I've been, everything I've been through with black women, I need a mulatto baby.
What's mulatto? What country is she from?
I'm not saying that I ain't going to have a black baby, but I got to have a white baby. Especially
that's
a
what
racist I just said. No, it ain't. I'm tired of niggas. I'm tired of female niggas and male niggas. We need to really find out who we are and focus on each other like we used to back in our grandma days and grandpa days. Until we get back to that shit, I'm not looking at a black woman way. I'm not looking her way. You know what I mean? Because these white girls willing to pay for studio time. They hype and they stroking my ego. Oh, I love your music, daddy. Da, 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 da. I like that shit, man. That shit keep me strong mentally. And like, you know what I'm saying? And then when there's a so-called supposed to be a racist saying it, like this white woman is praising the shit out of me, but I don't get no love from my black sisters. Come on, man. That's world peace right there. That's world peace right there.
That's good, though. I don't mind just the way you were saying it was like you was shitting on niggas.
It was a joke, man. I love my black
sisters,
man, but I'm going to make them pay for all the shit I've been through.
Love, and she a beautiful black sister, so.
Honest is, look, I'm showing honest love because honest is my biggest fan. Hold up. Oh, this shit, what? I don't go on nobody radio show. This is Honest Fire show. That's the only reason I'm on the radio. You hear me?
There's so many
black sisters in Philadelphia that I'd ignore that's doing the same thing we doing. But, Honest, tell them how long I've been showing you love, Honest.
Since forever.
What?
Since forever.
Forever.
Like, I mean, I really love this girl. And it's hard to be close to people that you got a thing for because it's hard to be respectable when you got a thing for somebody. You know what I'm saying? So all you can do is promote them from a distance because if I get around you, I might say the wrong thing. Let me get mature enough to be around a goddess like that. You see what I'm saying? Because all these rich black bitches, when I get around them, it's bitch, fuck, suck my dick, or I'm coming at all of their neck. Ashanti, right. Everybody going to get hell from me. You know what I'm saying? But my sister that's coming from the bottom when we get all due respect. You know what I'm saying? So I got to play them from a distance looking that bad like that. What?
I love your energy. What's the real shit? But you know what? I do. I love your energy. Now, you tell me your story about safe sex because,
all right, that's
like
next
I said,
week.
It's never really on people's mind to do it the safe way. Like, they be so
hyped. This is the rules. Promise to fuck, Kanye told you, promise to fuck nobody without telling me. That's the Mason rules, black Mason rules. You can't fuck nobody without telling me. First of all, as long as we got honesty, I ain't even worrying about fucking you raw or with a condom because you're so fucking real to me that it doesn't even matter. That just make me nut without you touching me. Like, why is you telling me, yeah, I just fucked this boy yesterday. I used a condom, no, babe. Don't even worry about it. I love you, bitch. Like, why is you telling me everything you do?
Brother Haram, you just spoke. Brother Haram, I heard you.
I could pit my dick in something that raw. I could pit my dick in something that honest. I'll risk catching something with somebody that tell me everything they do. Wow. And I set them up and I sick niggas on them just to see if she gonna tell me. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
You gotta
do that. It's amazing.
But you know what? That's real shit. You gotta have.
It's all about
honesty.
Because... It's about your first name first. Mm-hmm. It's about honest first. It's all about honesty. Who you fucked last night?
You had it. Honesty. It's whatever. Maybe we could kiss.
It's whatever after that. Yeah.
Love and keep loving.
And the woman got to be cleaner than me. Like, if you mop the floor more than I do, if you take more showers than me, and you coming at me about a condom all the time, then I know another nigga not going to be able to hit raw. Oh, I love you. I could trust that. Somebody that's extra clean, you could trust that. Like you said, it's about the brain first. Like, I want to know what's on your mind, man. Like, I mean, are you a cleansy person or are you just, like, all out there nasty? I can't deal with no trifling whores.
I know that's right. And let's keep it all the way thorough. You know what I'm saying? We were just talking about bro who just called in. Definitely is getting official with them graphics all crazy. Welcome back, Vinny Showboat. And make sure you say hi to Stormy.
Lou, what up, Lou? Where Lou at?
Where who?
What are you? You on the line? Are you on the line right now?
Oh, he dropped. His call dropped. Call dropped.
That's how we call each other. We Lou is Lou Nation. Everybody Lou in the nation. I mean, I'm Lou Gates. That's Lou Cypher.
Oh, yeah,
me and Enes started a movement called Lou Nation, Lou Gang. You know what I mean? And everybody in Lou Nation and Lou Gang got a Lou name. And we got a booming on Twitter right now. Everybody page it. When you follow one person, all the Lou's going to follow you. You know what I'm saying?
That's
and that shit moving. That shit on is very, very.
What does it stand
every
for?
Day. I mean, like, it's just a sign of solidarity. You know what I mean? Like, if I get on the track and say, what up, Lou? You don't know who I'm talking to because I'm talking to my whole family.
Right.
What up, Lou? I'm talking to Honest. I'm talking to Jamie the Fox. I'm talking to everybody that I fuck with. Malik Scott, my brother, my blood brother, heavyweight champion of the world. His name is Lou Fossa because he the king. What?
Yes, shout out to him.
I mean,
yo,
all
they got a crazy ass fight going on this weekend.
I know, my man. Canelo.
No, Philly.
Oh,
in
Philly?
Arena.
Who
mm-hmm.
going to be fighting in Philly?
At the arena, they got, I got the flyer. I screenshot. I pulled that joint out. But, yeah, you know the joints at the arena be turned up. They be turned
right.
up.
Where that's located
up.
At?
Would you say, baby?
Where the arena located?
On Jackson Street on
right.
somewhere they own South Philly. I'm about to get the address. All right.
It's in Philly, though.
All right.
As long as I know it's in Philly.
Yeah, definitely in Philly. It's definitely
it's about
in Philly.
Honesty, though. If you're going to be having sex, man, be honest with these people, man. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to fuck three girls a day, tell a girl that you fucked two girls before you fucked her. That's all. Just be honest, man.
You know what? I wanted before I get into music, I want to hear from you, Stormy. Like, what are your feelings about safe sex and even, you know what I mean, having to deal with it, I guess you could say.
Well, obviously, I would not, I mean, me personally, I would not have unprotected sex unless I was in a relationship with someone and I knew I was with that person. And still, like I said, I would still go get texted, still go
anyway.
Get tested regularly. Yeah, just to be on the safe side. But as far as any randoms, anything, no. You know, I don't do that anyway. Just being honest, I don't. Like, I've been with one person for almost 5 years now. So it's not anything for me, you know, to stay faithful. But, you know, for that, if I did do that, I would always strap up because when I was single and doing that, that's what it was.
Right.
You know what?
That's the safest way to be, man.
Listen, I can't take too many risks, you know what I mean? Like,
I just
missed
the old thing, though. I missed that shit, though, back in the day, the kissing and
what you mean?
Raw sex. Like, I miss having raw sex and kissing the girl in the mouth. I can't kiss these hoes no more. I miss that, though. Like, that shit fucked up how the world is. I don't want to quit on love because niggas nasty. No, niggas need to start lying. Niggas need to start being truthful. Females need to start being more truthful so we can take it back to the old days. That's what I'm saying. Like, why everything got to be so tense? You know what I mean? Why everything got to be
right.
so secretive? You know what I mean? Everybody just need to be truthful about what they're doing, like.
Right.
For real. If you want the homosexuality is all, they made that shit legal and all that. All right, well, tell everybody you in the closet, bro. Like, don't be fucking my girl and contaminating my shit, and then she gonna lie to me. Like, uh-uh. All that gotta stop. Oh, I wasn't fucking him. You done fucked the faggot raw. Like, uh-uh.
Mm.
You can't be like that. brothers got to start being real men, and women got to start being real women. Like, that shit got to stop. Like you said, this summer, nobody
Right. Like, come on. Like, you guys got to tighten up. And you know what? It's the real shit. Some people think that it's okay that to be on the down low, and that's real shit. Like, niggas, it's not okay, because that's even worse when you're opening yourself up to, you know, sex with a man and then you're having sex with a woman. Like, you transfer and probably fecal matter into that girl's vagina. Ew, like, ew. Get it together. Like, why do, ew.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think that if you're going to do that and you're not telling a woman what's going on, you should be stabbed. You know what I mean?
Right.
Hey, on a lighter note, I'm about to post a picture of my fish on Instagram, and she has not been practicing safe sex because she is pregnant.
See.
The best thing, she could have stored her last male partner sperm in her for 8 months and used it whenever she wanted to.
What?
Oh, well, congratulations. Shout out to my people.
They're not a fan of foreplay no more. They need to be more fans of foreplay again, too. Ain't nobody no fans of foreplay no more. Everybody jumping right into it. That show you who the weirdos and the freaks is anyway. They just want to spit something in you. Like, why we can't just have fun for a minute, for a nice hour and a half, like sucking titties and shit. Like, what's up? What happened to that? What happened?
Right.
I don't understand it.
But you know what? It's cool. Certain people, they want to force things. You know what I mean? They want to force different topics. They want to make it seem like, oh, it's so important to have sex unprotected. Like, you guys are kidding yourself. Like I said at the top of the at the top of the show, this year, this summer, I don't want to hear about people getting burnt. You know what I'm saying? I really don't. Yeah. I don't want to see it on Instagram. I don't want to hear it through my cousins, my little cousins, my sons, homies. Like, I don't want to hear it. Like, please start, you know,
school
making
the youth
better choices.
Too. We got school of youth. Like, we can't be the old heads around these young boys talking about, yeah, fuck her, shorty, yeah, she got fat ass. We can't be promoting our young boys to be like that, thinking like we used to think when we was young. I'm not 16 years old no more.
Right. New music on decks. I know we talking a lot, you know what I'm saying, guys, but that's what the show is about. It's about that interaction. Of course we got some music.
Right. Philly Shine Radio.
Thanks to show some love. Definitely love. Shout out to everybody who calling in. Definitely press 1. I will get to your call and show some love. Big shout out to Red Caddy Management, of course. I got to shout out the King of My City Artist Showcase, as well as next week, next Friday. Make sure you're in the building for the Philly Shine Radio and Glock Aware Radio Artist Promotional Showcase. Artists get a chance to win a free interview live in the studio, not only on Philly Shine Radio, but also for Glock Aware. Make sure you hit me up, 215-200-7554. Got a lot to offer, as well as we're going to be in there drinking for free, eating, and you can buy the hottest, dopest vapors in the city. Like, you can come through Celebrity Vape Lounge next Friday, you know, Friday the 13th. We're going to turn up. It's going to be Vegas. And I'm going to be on the stage. So y'all do not want to miss
it. I'm definitely here. Why not? Might as well. It sounds fun. You just, the way you put all that together made it sound fun as shit.
Good. I hope so. I hope everybody come through and turn up. And speaking of the turn up, I'm about to get into this music. Shout out to everybody who sent in tracks, not only who sent in tracks, who I've been playing, like my boy Turned Up Mirror. I'm definitely going